This is Voices of Our World. I'm Eleanor Ostrinsky, and we continue celebrating the birth of a brand new low-power FM station, WXOJ, Valley Free Radio in Florence, Massachusetts. And here's Petri Dish from the Prometheus Radio Project.
So many people don't know what community radio can do because they don't have any community radio in their town. And we really think that it's a great opportunity when you're going on the air to like really show just what the media could be like if it wasn't just devoted to Britney Spears marathons.
So what can community radio do? What can it sound like?
Well, in our country, we have a number of sort of public institutions. For instance, there are public parks where people can gather and meet. There are public schools where people go for education. There are public libraries that store knowledge for everyone and are places where literacy is encouraged. So we think that communication, it should not just be a privilege of the wealthy, and it should not just be that the only opportunity I have to communicate with my community is to hold a sign on the sidewalk, but that there should be a realistic and a meaningful amount of the radio spectrum set aside, not for commercial purposes, but for ordinary citizens to use to debate, to create culture, and so on. I mean, there's not a city that I've ever worked in that you haven't found dozens and dozens of volunteers that wanted to get involved in a community radio station.
So what's your favorite unexpected story from a radio station that you helped build?
Well, I don't know if it's exactly unexpected, because I knew that these guys were great organizers, but the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is a farm labor group in Immokalee, Florida. And after we built their station, we heard a story that there were these hurricanes in Florida, and a bunch of the farm workers ended up getting hired as temporary labor to clean up some of the mess after the hurricanes. And they were working for a number of weeks. They were working and working and working, and they were just not getting paid. And it was getting a little scary because a lot of these folks live really day to day on the wages they receive. And they became suspicious that because a lot of them are immigrants and they might not speak a lot of English, a lot of them were afraid they might get ripped off and the company would just split town and never pay them, which has happened many times before. And the coalition, when they started to hear about the situation, they started running a public service announcement. For about a day and a half, they said, tomorrow night we're going to have a meeting, and if any of you have been working for this company and you haven't been paid, you should come down to the station. And about 200 people showed up on about a day's notice, and they called the company right there. They said, we have 200 people who you haven't paid. We want to know what you're going to do about it. And there were some tense negotiations, and the owner of the company flew down that night and handed out like $58,000 worth of cash to the workers that had not been paid. So that sort of thing, it makes us realize that the radio does not just have to be a jingle machine. Radio can be used to right wrongs, to stop injustices, to make a difference for people.
This is the Valley Free Radio Parade. We're marching into the valley with freedom on the air. We're starting with a bang-up parade.
This parade is like, it just happened. It just happened, though, because a whole bunch of people were working on it. It's cool.
Yeah. Everything happens when a whole bunch of people work on it.
Yeah. The old many hands make light work. This is definitely the deal.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I think probably it's always encountering all you people who do such amazing work. You know, we're under-resourced. You know, we never have enough time. And sometimes we get discouraged and you feel like we're repeating ourselves. And then you come together and get re-energized and, you know, just walking by us just in the past couple of minutes, there's a woman who's doing international work that's really good. There are people who have joined with this movement so recently that they don't even know the terms. You know, I brought three people who are like 19, 20-year-olds who are just, you know, just blown away by the whole thing. And they go back to do work at our station with a really different sort of purpose, you know, a different conceptualization.
That's really inspiring. Introduce yourself.
Elizabeth Robinson. I'm from KCSB FM in Santa Barbara, and I'm also with AMARC, which is the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters. So the internationalist thread that's been running through this is just sweet.
So join this gaggle of grannies. Get up off of your fannies.
We're telling you now, we're angry at how. No more war.
We're Raging Grannies. We were invited. We believe in community free radio and the interconnectedness of many causes.
What are Raging Grannies?
Oh, it's a national and international singing group, and we sing all political songs on progressive issues.
I am from Great Barrington, WBCR-LP.
And why are you here?
To support the wonderful opening of a brand new low-power radio station.
When was yours opened?
Our radio station opened last fall, in the fall of 2004.
And how hard was that?
Well, it was really difficult to get WBCR-LP started because we had so many issues that were technical, and all of the technical people have jobs, so it was difficult to find the time to get everything ironed out.
Do you think it's going to be ironed out for these folks?
I think that VFR has a tremendous support network, and because they've done the barn raising, they now have people from all over the country that they can rely upon simply by the act of networking. So I think that they're going to do wonderfully.
I'm Jane Broughton. I'm a member of Valley Free Radio, WXOJLPFM 103.3, now broadcasting from Florence, Massachusetts. And we just went on the air at 2 o'clock. It is a very, very exciting event for all of us in Valley Free Radio who've been working on this for 4 years. I especially want to thank Prometheus Radio for their help in getting us going. We couldn't have done it without them, and I don't only mean the technical help today. I mean the past 3 days getting together the organization of a conference to make our event a really exciting event, and also over the past 4 years telling us, you know, where our application was in the lineup with the FCC. So I really want to thank them and the GRC and all the volunteers of Valley Free Radio.
Why are you personally involved in this whole process?
I got involved in this because for many, many years since I was an educator years ago, I noticed people in academia talking about what was happening to young people as television became more of apparent. And the drop in thinking ability, cognitive ability, speaking ability, you know, young people were showing up in college still unable to put together a sentence or, you know, much less a paragraph. And this was a contrast for some of the older educators who were saying, people used to be able to speak in pages, you know, what is this? These young people are showing up just, if you can't think and speak, you can't write. So it was a worry. And then over the years, I began to notice, why aren't people talking about the the important issues, you know, or if they are talking about them, why don't they know anything about them? And, you know, it doesn't take long to figure out that it's the content of the mass media that's pretty much the root of that, they aren't giving us ideas, they're giving us stimulation, they're giving us provocation.
So what do you think is possible?
We're hoping to provide a forum for the exchange of ideas, kind of encouragement between people who are actually interested in what's going on in the community and in the nation and in the world. We hope for a lot of diversity. We want to have multilingual programming, and we want people to get involved. Give us ideas. Tell us who you are, what you're thinking about, what you're hoping to hear.
I am Charles Marchand, and we are sitting in our car across from the Florence Community Center, where they are broadcasting the first live broadcast ever of WXOJ 103.3 FM. Let's see what comes up next.
We have Romeo Ramirez from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers here. In 2001, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, an organization of tomato pickers in Florida, launched a boycott against Taco Bell to get an increase in the price paid per pound of tomatoes picked. In March 2005, after former President Jimmy Carter criticized Taco Bell for not meeting CIW's conditions for 4 years, the company finally agreed to add a penny a pound to tomato pickers' wages. While this may not sound like much, it almost doubles the price paid by tomato farms for each 32-pound bucket harvested, from about 40 cents, a rate that has not changed significantly in over a quarter century, to at least 72 cents. So Romeo played an important role in organizing the boycott, and he also did undercover work to produce evidence for federal agents of slave labor in Florida's farm industry. Romeo, what is the connection between community radio and the struggle for basic labor and human rights?
La relación entre radio comunitaria y la lucha ha servido.
The relation has been very powerful in that corporations control the minds of the workers, and with our community radio, we've been able to challenge that.
We try to make these events that sort of draw national attention to the issue of who can get licenses and who can't. And Northampton is getting a radio station out of this, but we're also trying to let people know about legislation that we're bringing to Congress that would allow many more stations like this around the country.
Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening to Voices of Our World and all the people who created the parts of the UAACC station in Tanzania, those at WXOJLPFM barn raising, and the Grassroots Radio Conference. I'm Eleanor Ostrinsky. To suggest a topic or for more information on today's guests, please go to our program's website, www.marynoel.org/voices. To get Mary Noel Magazine in English or Spanish, please call 877-MARY-NOEL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. If you missed a portion of this program, you can catch us on our website, www.marynoel.org/voices. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.